This is Rodney from the Masculine Journey podcast, where we explore manhood within Jesus Christ. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Sit back, enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network. Kingdom Pursuits, where you hear from ordinary people instilled with an extraordinary passion. Together we explore the stories of men and women who take what they love and let God turn their passion into Kingdom Pursuits. Now, live from the Truth Booth, your host, Robbie Dillmore.
Well, guess what? It's not Robbie Dillmore this morning. It's Jerry Mathis from Ray's Body Shop and Record Service Christian Body Shop Guy. I am sitting in for Robbie. Robbie is on men's retreat this weekend, so I'm sure they're having a blessed time in, at Park Springs Christian Camp in the Reidsville, Providence area. This morning is kind of a lot of things going to come at you and stuff in a lot of areas that has really got me interested. One, Chris with the Global Water Management Group is also going to be on the air and going to talk a little bit about their ministry and what they're doing in the world. Andy Byersox is going to call in and let us know about something that's going on with Energize Ministries coming up. And also in the studio with me is Tim Bowman. And when you sit there and you think, Tim Bowman, what the connection is. If you listen to radio in the Triad area very much, you probably remember or have heard Rick O'Neill on the radio, and he's with WTOB at the moment. The reason I got Tim in the studio is he's just going to talk a little bit about, I'm going to let him introduce himself since he's here, but we're going to kind of drift back and forth at, you know, what the radio needs to be. Obviously, my first choice is listen to TRU Truth Network. But if you just want to hear some music and stuff, you know, WTOB is a great alternative. And Tim also brings his faith in. I know it's kind of difficult sometimes in public radio to do that, but Tim is able to show that through the air and stuff. Tim, introduce yourself.
Well, my name is Tim Bowman. Again, a lot of people know me by Rick O'Neill, the radio guy on WTOB. But again, since this is the Truth Network, you've got to tell the truth. Am I correct? So again, Tim Bowman is my name. And again, I work over at Bowman Gray Stadium in Winston-Salem, but again, Bowman was his first name and not his second name, Bowman Gray. But it's something that back when I was born, I have a connection with Winston-Salem. Again, I was born in the Gray Building at Everett Baptist Hospital. So Bowman Gray, and I work at Bowman Gray. I've been there for, this would be my 37th year, and I enjoy it. I enjoy it very much. And again, thank you so much for letting me be on the program. This is the first time I've been on the Truth Network. And again, this is kind of cool. I know a friend of mine that works here, Dave Compton, we worked together at another company in radio. But again, this is great. This is real good.
Yeah, I look forward to Tim to be able to share a little bit of how he's able to share his faith on the air and without doing it where it feels offensive to anybody. But also on the line, I have Chris with the Global Water Center, and they have a lot of interesting things. And Chris, you go ahead and introduce yourself, and then we're going to kind of hit on some things that's going on and also what that ministry is all about.
Yeah, thank you, Jerry. Great to be with you and your listeners this morning. Chris Holdorf here. I'm the executive director of the Global Water Center. And really, Global Water Center is committed to eradicating water poverty around the world. And Jerry, most people don't realize in our country that over 30% of the world's population is trapped in water poverty. And it's not just an inconvenience. It really kills over 2,000 people a day, and it's preventable. But Global Water Center is committed to bringing safe water organizations together around a common strategy and really mobilizing people for effectiveness. And here's what we know. I think your listeners will appreciate this. You know, in Scripture, you see Jesus commands us and compels us to reach out and touch people in their physical need. We see that even in John chapter 4. But in that passage, you also see that Jesus engages a woman around living water as well. And so the Global Water Center is committed to reaching 2.2 billion people, not alone, but through collaborating, who don't have access to safe water. And as we do that, we come to know that safe water opens the door for living water. And so look forward to sharing more about that, but also some exciting things that are happening in Charlotte this weekend through our Mobile Discovery Center, which is just an expansive, interactive traveling exhibit that helps people to understand the world of safe water science, but also how they can be a part of reaching people around the world.
Yeah, and as we go in and dive into some of these subjects on this ministry, one thing that really, I don't know, just sort of encouraged me when I sort of flipped back and last night pulled up your website, and I hope everybody gets an opportunity. Can you go ahead and tell us the website so we can get more information on that?
Sure. You can go to globalwatercenter.org, globalwatercenter.org, and you can understand what the condition around the world is with safe water, but also how we're bringing organizations together. And specifically under the tab for Discovery Center, you can see this traveling exhibit that is we'll have a chance to talk about that'll be in Charlotte this coming week.
Yeah, I'm really excited about sharing that information. Also, when I flipped on there and I went to leadership and saw your bio and stuff, man, I mean, you've got a rich history in corporate involvement and leadership, but also, you know, just encouraging to me to see, you know, you have a ministry background also.
Yeah, some people say I just can't figure out what I want to do in life, but started my career as a CPA and doing international business and merger and acquisition work around the world, Jerry, which is doesn't make you the most popular person at the backyard barbecue, but that was very interesting work. Interesting, at a relatively young age, 37 years old, wow. My church was in the Atlanta area, was launching a brand new campus, a brand new church, and invited me to be a part of that, and I really felt God's moving. Left the corporate world, went into the church world, later became ordained and a minister, and we launched a church in the North Atlanta area that God blessed, and I think is continuing to be a blessing to people. But from that experience, pastored another church in Central Georgia, which led me ultimately to becoming the CEO of the National Christian Foundation, the largest Christian foundation in the world. In fact, NCF has a really good presence in the Carolinas, helping people to really be good stewards over what God's given them and helping them to develop a giving strategy. How can they honor God with what God's given them? So I was CEO of NCF, and that brought me into contact with the folks that were ready to launch the Global Water Center. So the last year and a half, I've been the executive director of the Global Water Center, and really brings that corporate experience that I've had along with the ministry experience together to create this movement of, we hope, millions of people that will really come to understand what is happening around the world and be involved in it.
Yeah, we don't, you know, I think in this country, you know, we can, in a way, we almost naive to that crisis for water. And when I was reading some of the background stuff, man, that was just so interesting. And me from going on mission trips and stuff, you know, I see it. It's such a, you know, not to the extent in some areas that it is that I've read about. When you start talking about 2.2 billion people, 30% of the world not having access to water. Because I know going to Jamaica and stuff, and, you know, that's a fairly industrialized, you know, most segments of that country. But, yet, water is a major issue. Same thing with Mexico and Haiti. And you go and you just see that. And I know with Zimbabwe, with the Mashamundi Fund in the village in Zimbabwe, where drilling wells and just getting that water, you know, it's just a huge ministry to be able to bringing water to people, bringing Christ to them through that. And I'm just really interested and I'm sure all the listeners are, of just how this all works. And just, you know, when we come back from the break and stuff, I want to just sort of dive into some of the, you know, what, tell us more about your center, tell us more about the crisis that is in the world, and also be able to touch base about the mobile discovery unit and stuff that's going to be in Charlotte. A lot of information going to be coming at you. Great morning. Glad to have Tim in the studio, Chris. And then I think after the break, we'll be having Andy will be calling in to let us know what's going on with Energize Ministries.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, and in the studio with me with Tim Bowman with WTOB Radio. Also on the phone is Chris with the Global Water Center, and we're going to learn a lot more about that. But calling in, I've got Andy Bowersox with Energize Ministries, and I'm going to get Andy just kind of give me a quick overview of what Energize Ministries is, and also there's an event coming up May 17th and how people can get involved in that either as sponsoring or playing. And Andy, how you doing this morning?
Hey, good morning, Jerry. Doing great. How's everything there in the studio?
Hey, it is fantastic. Sun shining in the window. A great morning.
Well, I'm actually on my way back from Tennessee today, but I got to tell you, it's providential that you checked in with me yesterday. And you don't even know it, but you were on my list of gratitude, and I had every intention of coming by to see you sometime in the next couple of days. So when I got your text, I thought, this is absolutely perfect. and I'll tell you why in just a second. I can't think of a better way to thank you than on the air here today. But, you know, you asked for a quick overview for anybody listening that is not familiar with Energize Ministries. I am the director of Energize Ministries. Our ministry is about encouraging pastors and their families, providing, you know, encouraging activities, encouraging friendship. We call it confidential care and prayer support in a lot of cases. But then we also work through Christian radio, through programs like this and many others around the country to help engage, you know, the church at large, the body of Christ, to be pouring back into and reinvesting in the lives of their leadership. And so that leads me to my big thank you for you. I had an email came into our general mailbox just a couple days ago, and it was from a local pastor in Winston-Salem, and he just wanted to get together, had some things on his heart, and so as I was sharing with him, I was asking him, is there anybody that just regularly reaches out and encourages you? And he said, we have one guy in our church, and his name is Jerry Mathis. And anyway, he went on to just tell me how much he appreciates our ministry that reaches people like you, but specifically, Jerry, that you are one of the guys in your church that the pastors and the leadership know they can count on to just have their back. And so the whole circle, the Lord works in mysterious ways, right? And just the whole circle, it was a reminder to me that people do pay attention to our message, that they finally are starting to get it. You know what? Maybe there's more faith in our pastors than we're aware of. And anyway, and he brought you out by name and was just grateful for it. And I had absolutely every intention of coming by and sharing that with you. So I was smiling from ear to ear when I heard it, when you sent me the message there to call in today. So.
It is amazing how God kind of works things, you know. And you were probably thinking, wasn't nobody better than that?
No, I was just it literally encouraged my soul, and just the fact that it's full circle, you know. So anyway, so yeah, I'm always glad to talk to you both. But when I got your text, absolutely perfect, and I appreciate the opportunity to share about our golf tournament. So I know that's the real reason you called me, So May 17th, our headquarters is in Winston-Salem. You guys know that. May 17th is our annual golf tournament. I say annual. We did not get to do it last year, so we're hoping and shooting for bigger and better to try and make up a little bit that we lost last year for this event. But, yeah, we still have openings for teams. We always take sponsorships, obviously. That's our bread and butter to keep us moving, to do what God's asked us to do. But, yeah, by all means, it's a fun event. We always have great prizes. There's a great dinner from Chopsticks, local restaurant in town there. And it's always a fabulous event. So if you never come join us, this is your personal invitation from me. Come on out. You can sign up online at energizeministries.com. And if you just want to help support it, by all means, reach out to us. You know, you can reach me directly, Andy@EnergizedMinistries.com, or our general mailbox, info@EnergizedMinistries.com. Either way, EnergizedMinistries.com is the answer for anything that you want to find out about us, or ways that you can get involved to help us, or specifically about the golf tournament. So, how's that? Did that cover it?
You covered a lot in a short amount of time there. And again, Andy, what's the location? And it is May 17th. At
May 17th, it'll be at Meadowlands Golf Course, right in Wahlberg, which is the heart of the Triad, you know, central to Winston-Salem, Greensboro, High Point, all the above. And we would absolutely love to have you, but you do have to register early and let us know you're coming and who your teammates will be, or if you need to be on a team, want to meet some new people, we will hook you up either way.
Yep, and there's plenty of opportunities also for corporate sponsorship or small businesses to get plugged in. And as a matter of fact, you know, I just encourage everybody to go to the website, see how you can help, and because really the honest truth is sometimes we think our pastors and ministers are bulletproof and they're walking in a vacuum, which is not necessarily the case and stuff, and it just is a great opportunity to minister to them. What you're doing is, man, it's awesome, Andy.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna close out my little call by saying, be like Jerry. Every pastor needs a Jerry in their life. So, Jerry, I just want to thank you again for the, you know, all those behind the scenes things that you do, and I love the little reminders that, you know what, every once in a while it shows up. And I hope that encourages you too, dude, because your influence in the lives of your own staff and leadership, it absolutely matters, and it is appreciated more than you know. So thank you so much. Thank you to everyone else. And, Jerry, we look forward to catching up with you again soon.
All right, Andy. And, again, give them a call. Get on the website. Get signed up. Great opportunity to have a great Monday on the golf course for a great benefit. Andy, have a blessed one. Well, back to Chris, I guess. Are you, if I sit there and my question would be, you know, what is, just how big is the water crisis globally in the world? I mean, because that sort of puts it all in perspective of what you're doing and why you're doing it. Chris, are you still there?
Yeah, I just got cut off there for a minute.
Okay, well, we're back now.
Fantastic.
And if you didn't hear the question, the question I was just asked to start us to get the ball rolling as far as what this ministry is all about is, you know, it's kind of understanding what the crisis is, because as I said, we live in a culture that really we don't think of a water crisis as the way the world sees it in so many different ways. I'm gonna get you just kind of give us a snapshot of what the world global crisis is as far as water is concerned.
Yeah, that's right. You mentioned some of your travels, and it's absolutely true. You know, here in our country, we're blessed. Frankly, everything we've done today and everything we do every part of our lives involves safe water. Our health, the choices we make, even the smartphones that we have, they've involved safe water in the manufacturing process and so forth. And so everything about our lives involves safe water. We know actually water is life, and here we're blessed to have, we just go to the tap, we have it, it's tested, it's treated, it's safe for us to use, and we don't think about it really. But around the world, that's not the case. And as we mentioned, over 30% of the world's population does not have access to that same blessing. It's not always that there is a scarcity of water. In fact, oftentimes there is access to water, but it's contaminated. It's contaminated naturally, or it's contaminated by just human and animal intervention. If you travel around the world, you mentioned Haiti, if you travel to India, if you travel to many parts in Africa, even in Central America, South America, people simply don't have access to that water. And it's not an inconvenience. It actually kills people. Here's a statistic that I think the listeners will be shocked at, and that is, over 400 million school days a year are missed by children because of the lack of access to safe water, because they're sick, their schools can't open, and so forth. And so this is the reality. Now, that sounds like a lot of bad news, but here's the good news. We can do something about it. It's not like cancer, where we're searching for the solution. we actually know how to eradicate the water crisis. We've done it in this country. We've done it in numbers of countries. And so the challenge is not that we have to discover a new way. It's not always easy, but the engineering, the technology, and even how to involve communities so that solutions are sustainable, we know how to do that. The Global Water Center is bringing organizations and people together to take what we know how to do and start to scale it, because actually we're going in the wrong direction. Over just several years ago, the statistic was 2.1 billion people lacked access to safe water. Well, even in light of a lot of good work that's happening, we're going in the wrong direction. Now is 2.2 billion people. So one of the things that people will see in the Mobile Discovery Center, if they have a chance to visit when we're in Charlotte, is that here in this country, we have access to that. But our goal, Jerry, is never to make us feel guilty about that. That is a blessing. But rather, it is to say everybody in this world has value. And if we have the ability to take safe water into their communities, and you can be a part of that, let's do that, because that safe water not only gives them a transformed life in this physical world, it also opens the door for a transformed life through the living water that we know comes from the Gospels.
Yeah, you know, and it's sort of how we're able to use our tools to be, to minister to other people and stuff. And that goes back to, you know, as you mentioned, it's, you know, what we have, we shouldn't feel like it's we're privileged or as a curse. You know, it's what we have is what we should hope that other people can have access to also. It's the same thing with the gospel. It's, you know, what we have, Christ in our life, that's what we should strive for, is that other people have that. And as you know, as we move into the next segment stuff, I want to talk a little bit, really talk about the Discovery Center and the Charlotte showing in coming up pretty quickly and the information on that. And also I want to talk to Tim a little bit about how he's able to share the gospel of Jesus Christ by just, you know, maybe just a couple words on the air. It doesn't have to be hit anybody with a hammer or drive it in. So we'll be back in just a moment. Kingdom Pursuits.
You're listening to the Truth Network and truthnetwork.com.
Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits. I'm Jerry Mathis of Ray's Body Shop and Record Service, setting in for Robbie Dillmore this morning. And on the line, live from Miami, Florida, we have Amy Cabo, who is the host of The Cure, which is on the Truth Network at 1 p.m. And Amy, I hope you're having a great morning, and kind of give us a snapshot of what your show is going to be about this morning or afternoon.
Well, we're definitely going to discuss the exodus of public schools with Lieutenant Colonel, retired Army veteran Ray Moore, who was awarded the Bronze Star Medal, and he's also the president of Frontline Ministries. He believes there's a cultural decline, and he's concerned about the indoctrination of public schools and the decline of Christianity in America, and I'd like to add the draconian measures. And he also released a film, Escaping the Common Core, and he's the author of Let My Children Go. So it should be quite interesting, because we are dealing with these issues very much so today, which is why a lot of people have resorted to alternative schooling or homeschooling.
Oh, absolutely. That, I mean, that's certainly hitting the target on sort of the crisis we're in as far as the this culture, you know, where we're getting away from, you know, what schooling is turning into. I encourage you this morning, stay on the air and listening to us at 11 p.m. with The Cure with Amy, and give them a call, and it'll be another great show. Amy, thank you for calling in, and look forward to the show.
Thank you, and God bless.
Bless you. Well, Tim, in the radio business, especially doing public radio and secular radio, sometimes it can be hard to understand how to share your faith, because your listeners come from all kind of backgrounds. But I think it's, you know, as we mentioned, just through water or whatever, like Andy Bowersox, with, you know, God gives us all a platform, and it's how do we use it?
Well, one thing about it is when I'm on the air, I can pick my own songs, and I pick a song like Turn by the Birds back in 1965. And you could actually find that in the Bible at Ecclesiastes in the book. So again, it talks about turning your life around, basically, you know. But again, you have to read it, Ecclesiastes, and listen to the song Turn, Turn, Turn. And then I might play a Pat Boone song. Pat Boone had one number one song that he did. It's, let's see, y'all, Wonderful Time Up There back in 1958. I play that, and I've had listeners actually say, wow, I hadn't heard that song in a long time, Pat Boone. And again, I could play things like that, but I always end my show with God bless you and keep the faith. I've been doing that lately because, again, a lot of people, you know, that I could pick my own songs. There are a lot of songs that's on the air now that I don't like. I mean, as a Christian, and again, it's hard to be a Christian these days. And you know that. It's real hard. And again, you've got, you know, we're not perfect. God is the only perfect person, perfect being there is. And God knows Jesus, you know. Again, that's the only perfect person. And we strive to be perfect. But again, it's real hard. So again, I picked songs that are pleasing to me. If I like it, I'll play it. And there's a lot of people that call in and say, I want to hear a particular song. And I'll scroll down. If I have it, I'll play it. But that's one thing about it is I do things when you're on the air and you call in, you want a song, I'm sitting there looking at the computer, and by the time I get off the phone, I'll play it. So you don't have to wait. You know, again, I'm going to do it, you know. But again, that's one thing about it. You know, it's being, like I say, being a Christian and doing the right thing. And I think I try to be the best person I can. Nobody's perfect. But again, being on the air, and I've had a lot of people say when we're out in different areas, we do car shows and things like that. A lot of people would come up and say, you know, I like it when you end your show with God bless you, because I'm the only one that does it.
Yeah. And that speaks volumes and stuff. Like I said, we just got to use our audience that God puts in front of us sometimes. As we talked about radio and stuff, one thing, there's so much stuff out there that's just junk, in my opinion.
Yeah, true.
And some of the language that's used, that I know when Taylor got her license, one of the rules, I mean, how to take care of the vehicle and how to drive and anything, but another rule was she had a list of stations that I said, if I ever get in there and your car and you're listening to any of these radio stations, I'm taking your car. Mm. I mean, it was, she caught a lot of grief from other kids because of that. But I just feel like, you know what, we sit there and you think that it's, you know, not, it really doesn't matter what you're listening to. But yeah, what you put in your brain is not always good and stuff. So the more wholesome it is, I think the better result of it is. And Tim, I do appreciate the way you end your show, and also the way you screen the records you're going to play and stuff. I mean, there's a lot of things you won't play, and I'm grateful for that, and I admire that of you, because sometimes it's hard to make those decisions.
Yeah, that's true. They gave me a lot of grief at work about it. But again, you know, I'm behind the mic, and I'm in the control room, and I control what goes on. So you give me the control, I'm going to do what's right. And that's the way I do my show. And again, I've had a lot of people say, you know, I like listening to your show than anything. We used to be on daytime, and then they switched me to night. But again, that was through some bad circumstances. But again, I don't mind working at night. I mean, nighttime is I have a lot of time where people could actually call and talk to me. But again, when I talk to them off the air, and again, I don't put nobody on the air because we can't at the moment. But again, I talk to people and I find out a lot about them, and they find out a lot about me. And when they know what my faith is, I mean, then we start talking. But that's the way I witness to people. And that's the only way I can, because again, you know, when I was on a gospel station, I could do that. I could witness if I wanted to. I could talk if I wanted to. But now, since I play rock and roll, you know, 50s, 60s, 70s, a little bit of 80s rock and roll, again, I have to wait until after I'm off the air or on a phone call, that I can talk to him. And there's a lot of people that do. And a lot of people know what's going on with me in my life. And like, I share my testimony. And it's kind of cool. You know, again, it's not, you know, it's not all the time, but again, it's just that little, what you say is just, like I say, the mustard seed that you plant. That's the thing about it. I mean, it didn't take much, but it's all in a mustard seed. And that's what it says in the Bible, about planting a seed. And again, you want to know more, they call me again, and they want to know more about it. And one thing about it is, I tell them about Pinedale. I mean, you know, I've been going to Pinedale's off and on since about 1978. I mean, I try to go as much as I can with all this pandemic going on. It's kind of hard to get back into it, but I'm going to get back. I mean, once everything is lifted, yes, I will be back in the building itself. But again, Pinedale has been a lot to me. I grew up in a Pentecostal home and a Christian home. And again, we went to First Assembly. If you know anything about First Assembly here in Winston, I grew up there. But again, I went to Pinedale, started going to Pinedale. Because what I did was, I was a teenager, and what I did was, I went out to any church. I was going to just see what was out there. I mean, there's all kinds of denominations. And I said, well, I'm going to go out and see what this is, and see what this is. And finally, I found me a church home. And again, it was Pinedale.
And we're glad you're there. Hey, Chris, before we go to the next break, and then when we come back from the break, I want to really dive into the Discovery Center that y'all were putting on. And if you can quickly give us contact, what that website is again. And also, we're going to talk specifically about the event coming to Charlotte. But also, I think these events are throughout the whole country, different. It's a moving event.
That's right. Yeah. So globalwatercenter.org. And people can go to the Discovery Center tab and see about this incredible interactive traveling exhibit. And when we come back, I'll give you a lot more detail. It's free and fun for the family and COVID safe.
All right. Definitely looking forward to hearing the details of that. Be back in a moment with Kingdom Pursuits. And I just hope everybody's being blessed by this morning as much as I am.
Okay, man, this is your time. Maybe you didn't choose this, but you're here now. You're gonna go out there and be an all-star caregiver. Cook, clean, be there emotionally and physically. You gotta dig deeper. Drive them to physical therapy, doctor's appointments, because that's what caregivers do. Don't give up. Show the world that you're tougher than tough. Caregiving is tougher than tough. Find the care guides you need at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This is a Love Language Minute with Dr. Gary Chapman. A listener writes, Gary, how do I tell my husband that I feel sad and I need more attention?
Well, when our emotional need for love is not met, we do feel sad. Emotionally, we feel empty. And sometimes it's difficult to share that because you don't know how they'll respond. But I would say begin with this. You know, honey, I don't know how you're feeling about our relationship. I really would like to be a better wife to you. And if you have an idea of something I could do or stop doing that would make life better for you, I'd really be open to that. You see, when you open yourself to do things differently toward him, it stimulates within him a thought, maybe I should ask her the same question. Now you see you have his attention, and it didn't come across as condemning. It came across as a desire to be a better wife.
Dr. Gary Chapman is the author of The Five Love Languages. For more answers, visit startmarriageright.com.
Next time on Focus on the Family, Dr. Tony Evans explains what it means to have a kingdom marriage under God's authority and for His glory. He shares about maintaining oneness, the importance of having a servant's heart, and how to rebuild a marriage relationship that's been fractured. God's wisdom for your marriage on the next Focus on the Family.
Welcome back, Kingdom Pursuits. I'm Jerry Mathis, and on the line is Chris with Global Water Center. And we were just talking about, as we went into the break, opportunity to come and visit one of the Discovery Centers, and I think it's coming up in Charlotte, what, May 5th through the 9th. And Chris, I'm going to let you give us all the information and a little bit about what it's all about and what somebody who comes and visits and what they could expect to see and learn.
Yeah, sure. Thank you. By the way, Jerry, thanks for having me. This has been a great show to listen in on with the car guy and the music guy. I can't think of a better way to spend the morning. So the Global Water Center's traveling mobile discovery center, for your listeners, the best way I can explain it is it's like a traveling Smithsonian Institute, a traveling exhibit, highly interactive, and it's anchored by three semi-trailer exhibits. So if you can, your listeners will be familiar with, just imagine a NASCAR trailer, those big, long 53-foot trailers, except these expand out like an RV would do. And inside of each one of those three exhibits, we've outfitted with just highly interactive, educational, inspirational experience. One of the things that's been really enjoyable, Jerry, is we really borrowed from a lot of what was done at the Museum of the Bible. If your listeners are familiar, one of our team members is the former CEO of the Museum of the Bible, Kerry Summers, who really helped us to connect with the same designers that have put together such an incredible experience there in Washington, D.C. Well, we took those same people and we created this traveling museum, traveling experience around the wonders of our world, the science of Earth and the science of water. And people will come away in the first exhibit, the first trailer, with just this powerful hands-on experience of just the beauty of our creation, but also the reality that water is life. And they'll get a view from that from all aspects. But as they move into the second exhibit, they'll also come face-to-face with the reality that, as we already talked about, part of the world, 30% of the world, does not have access to that. And by the time they go to the third exhibit, very hands-on, they're going to find out that we can do something about it. We can actually solve this problem. And Jerry, one of the most interesting things I think people are seeing is we're using some technologies that may be new to most people. I think a lot of younger people are really experiencing it. One of those is called augmented reality. And your listeners may say, I don't know what augmented reality is. Well, if you can imagine having a physical device, we're showing people pumps and we're showing people how you filter water. But then we also have these tablets, much like an iPad tablet, that the visitor can hold up and point at an actual physical object like a pump or a filter. And that tablet, through the animation of it, takes them inside the device, so inside the pump, and shows them how it's working, inside the filtration systems, and shows them how do these things work. And so it's just quite fascinating to see those types of exhibits. But, Jerry, they're also going to come face-to-face with real people. And so through this exhibit, they have the ability, through the technology, to actually interact with the exhibits and to interact with real people around the world that have gone from water poverty to well-being. When I say well-being, I mean well-being physically, economically, emotionally, spiritually. And they have the visitor that would be visiting this exhibit, our Mobile Discovery Center, would interact with those people through this technology. So we're going to be in Charlotte. We're going to be at the Premium Outlets, which is on New Fashion Way there in Charlotte. We're going to be there from this Wednesday through Sunday. We'll be opening every day at 10 and closing at 7, or we'll stay open if people are there. But one of the things that folks should know is, who is this for? Well, it's for kids. It's for teenagers. We've had so many teenagers just being inspired to do something positive in this world. And part of your conversation over the last hour has been, you know, how do people really find purpose in their life and break out of this culture that is so negative oftentimes? But it's also for adults. And we, in fact, have some scientists coming to look at it and understand and use it to help share what's going on around. So it's completely free. We've done some really interesting things to make it COVID safe, of course, distancing and so forth, but we're using UV lighting in the HVAC systems of these exhibits. We're using hospital standard filters. We've redesigned the way the air flows, and so it's completely safe for people. And Jerry, I don't know about you, but I think people are ready to get out of the house and do something that's family friendly and safe, and they can learn something and see, hey, you know what? There's a cause in this world that I could be a part of. It's consistent with my faith, and it really advances people's well-being spiritually and physically as well. So, again, they can see the schedule at globalwatercenter.org, or we'll be there at the Charlotte Premium Outlets beginning this Wednesday.
Yeah, don't miss that opportunity to go out. And I'll tell you, this is all the whole thing was new to me until I was reading about it. And also, I'm looking forward to going out there this coming weekend or next weekend to be able to visit it. As we close up, Chris, thank you so much. And the global water crisis, I mean, it's real, and this is a great opportunity for you to get plugged in, either donate or just to learn how you can help the world become healthier, stay alive, and learn about Jesus Christ. Tim, thank you for sharing your faith on the radio, WTOB, in the evenings, what is it, 7 to 10?
Right. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
And also, I'm going to give you plenty of stuff to do. Also, the 17th.
This is the Truth Network.